This conference is being recorded.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Make the Most of Your Inner Circle Membership. Now, for the next hour or so, our purpose is pretty simple and straightforward, and it is to share and remind you of what it is that you get with your Inner Circle Membership, answer any questions that you may have, and do our darndest to help you get committed to leveraging and maximizing your membership and getting the absolute most out of it. So our format tonight, pretty simple and clear. We are going to do a brief activity regarding some self-evaluation, and then I'm going to describe each of the four elements of the inner circle, after which I'll answer questions about each of those aspects individually, make sure you're perfectly clear about how it works and what you get and how you can use it. And at the end of that, there'll be a little bit more time for general questions, which can be, frankly, anything related to the inner circle. It could be anything related to, you know, accountability. This is certainly within the theme of the accountable conversations teleclass series. I'll do whatever I can to be of service and support, and then we'll wrap the thing up, and on we go. So, as I said before, what you need is pen and paper or at your computer. It would probably serve you to also grab at some stage in your calendar / day timer in terms of marking off some of the upcoming dates and events and circumstances that are coming up. And while it's on my brain as well, one of the greatest things you can do to make sure that you are updated at all times about the upcoming events, the special offers, all of those pieces, is please make sure that on your email that you whitelist the personal best seminars and anything that comes from the inner circle. Make sure that you actually do get those messages and they aren't tossed off the trash or not delivered in any way, shape, or form. And so that's the summary in terms of getting started. All good? Any clarifying questions? Okay. So, here's what I'm going to ask each of you to do. I'm going to ask you to write this down or type it on your computer, and I'm going to ask each of you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on your ability to create, accept, and use support in your life. So, it's a scale of 1 to 10 on your ability to create, accept, and use support in your life. 1 is very poor, challenging, difficult, all the rest of it. 10 is excellent, I rock at it, there's an abundance of support, I create it easily, I manifest easily, I utilize it easily. And anywhere in between, you are going to pick a number that you think represents your ability to create, accept, and use support in your life. I'm just going to ask you to write the number, write a line or two about what it is based upon, and I'm going to put you for a minute on the clock to do so. Please begin. Gang, I'm just going to ask you to wrap up that thought. Just get the key points down. This is for your own reference, at least for now. So what I'm going to ask is this, is if there are a couple of participants here who would be willing to share their rating and what it is based upon. I just would like to hear a couple of perspectives about how you perceive your ability to create, accept, and use support in life.
I'll share mine, Dave Check.
Hey, Dave.
I rated myself as a 9. I really believe in the support aspect of it. For a number of years, I've had mentors from the age of 12 all the way through my whole life to be able to walk and journey with, not only on the personal aspect of it, but spiritual and business. And for me, mentors have been very, very important to me, and support has been very, very important to me because it allows me to think differently and talk differently and get somebody else's perspective.
Outstanding. Beautiful. For those of you who are on band, that would be a neat thing. Model and mirror Dave.
Well, I think that's the other thing is I made 3 phone calls, one yesterday and two, or one today and two yesterday, just helping people. There's a little bit of noise in my head, so I was just able to bounce some ideas off of it.
Cool. So it, and that implies that you're actively participating in the support network, that those calls can be made and you get the support that you want. Fantastic.
Yep.
Who else? couple more to go.
This is Amy Olusik.
Hey, Amy.
I rated myself as a 6.5. This is something I've really had a challenge with in my life, getting much better at it with the tools I've learned in personal best. And the more I do, the easier it gets. And it's really, truly amazing when I do ask for the support, even just in intentions, not even necessarily asking someone. I'm amazed by what I do receive and what I really have access to.
Yeah. Well, and in fact, even Amy and I were in the Seminar Coach Certification Weekend together this weekend. You even had an experience of support just manifesting itself and showing up.
Huge.
Literally without, yeah. So that adds up well with what you're rating in. Okay. Anyone else?
Well, it's Sharon here, and I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. I see support as synonymous with help, and I rated myself a 2.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very difficult to ask for help, thinking primarily that I don't really want to impose on others. I also think I should do it myself, because I'm very independent and have always done most things myself. And I also feel a bit beholden, or like I owe, and I'm afraid that I may not be able to pay back.
I'm just making note for a brief moment. That's a nice way to put it, because I think lots of people have that feeling but don't articulate it as clearly as you did. Anyone else want to add in with something that is different? We've got a nice range there, but is there something that is particular and significant to you that you'd like to share related to your experience of creating, accepting, and allowing support?
It's Susan Sutcliffe here, and I gave myself between a 6 and a 7 out of 10. On the interpersonal relationship level, I would say it's pretty close to a 10, but more in the professional level or getting what I want in my career and stuff like that, I have to rate it pretty low because I don't ask for support. I do it all by myself. I have a sense that that you're not supposed to. It shouldn't be done that way. And
mm-hmm.
My head knows it, but that's not what I grew up with.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up receiving support, so I grew up with the idea that I needed to do it all myself.
Mm-hmm. Interesting how that can get contextualized to work, to home, to primary relationships, to outside of primary relationships. So here is my perspective, and regardless of what your rating is, I want you just to keep this in mind for a moment or two. The reason we start with that particular rating about this topic is very simple and straightforward, is that what the inner circle is, without exception, is nothing more than support. That is what its intention is, that is what it is designed to do, that is what it is there for you, and quite frankly, the conditions that we put upon support are one of the greatest blocks and barriers to getting the most out of the inner circle. Now, what I mean by that in all seriousness is that often, people who could benefit most from the inner circle, the resources that are there, the teleclasses, the mini-seminars, the master evenings, all those people, the people who absolutely require it most often don't participate in it because there is some less than conscious link around, I need to do it on my own, I don't need somebody else's support, if I'm having trouble, what I want to do is hide and crawl under my pillow, as opposed to reaching out at the times when it is absolutely the most important. So here's my very first thing that I'm going to ask each of you to do, is that first and foremost, the inner circle is nothing more than a support mechanic, which, from my perspective, the wisest route to is to absolutely milk that support mechanic for all it's worth. Take advantage of it to the nth degree, because this part I can absolutely guarantee for you, is the more you engage in the support, the easier it will become. Dave's example of, I've been in mental relationships since I was 12 years old, I've had a bit of a tough week, I can pick up the phone, have 3 phone calls, and feel like $1 million afterwards, although I don't know, he didn't say $1 million, but it sounded like it was a positive outcome. That becomes the norm, as opposed to the experience that most people have, which is, I have a tough time, I have a requirement for support, or connection, or meaning, or framing, or encouragement, or you insert the blanks, and whatever it means to you, and it takes me a day, a week, a month, in some people's cases, years before they actually take the action to engage in a process that can serve and support them. So my direct request is this. If you're on the lower end of the spectrum of it's feels a little uncomfortable, it's a little bit challenging, it alluded to weakness or luck, how you put that, about beholden, I'm going to ask you to do your darndest to frame your participation in the inner circle simply this. This is one of the ways in which I consciously choose to engage in support, to raise my number from whatever it is up to a 10. And if you're at a 9 or a 10, then you simply frame it from this perspective, that this is one more of a multitude of opportunities for me to engage consciously in giving and receiving support. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
Any comments or clarification? Because it's just real important that that's the foundational idea here.
Jay, can I ask a question for you?
Absolutely.
It's Robert. In respect to, because I'm dealing with a divorce, and the situation is I've taken the action, I've pushed buttons to the point where, you know, about speaking the truth, and we talked about whether it hurts the other person or it hurts yourself or other people in between, meaning the children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the action where now the confrontation has started, meaning that my ex is leaving messages and, you know, throwing, you know, they want me to engage, you know, the daggers are being thrown out there, but I'm not buying the bullshit. Like, I'm sitting back going, you know what, this is going to be dealt with the lawyers in court. And before, I would confront the situation, and it would end up in anger, manipulation. And so it was never a win-win. So now I sit back and say, you know what, I'm not going to communicate with this person because the end result is always, it's always bad. So my focus is I'm taking a step back on, I'm taking action, but I'm not getting involved in all the negative stuff in between. And I just wanted to know, is that the right approach?
Did you ask a tougher question?
Hey, that's why we're here, right?
It is why we're here. So to put that in the context of support, I perceive, and I'm not certain if this is true because I don't live in your house and all those things,
mm-hmm.
what you have said and my interpretation of it, that you are in the process of defining boundaries and recognizing that there are some areas where it's just going to be a waste of your energy, that it really does need to be passed off to some professional means or method. Did I
Absolutely.
That? Okay.
Yeah.
So please hear this. I think that the creation and making space for support is very often directly tied to boundaries and defining what is okay, what isn't okay, what I will do, what I won't do, and on what term. So it sounds consistent with creating space and allowing support, and I would just add one caution in terms of having a fair amount of experience with divorce, you know, as a child and going through that and all of them.
No, that's why I appreciate your words of wisdom.
It is just a stay conscious about checking into it, and what's my motive here? What is my motive here? Is my motive about getting this all the way done? Is my motive about, has it slipped into punishment and retribution? Just ask yourself time and again, what's my real motive here to stay on top of it? Because this is a highly emotional and challenging and difficult time, to put it mildly.
Okay. No, I appreciate that, and that's good advice, and I thank you.
Okay, very cool. Anyone else, in terms of this whole idea about support and being clear about how you're framing support in relationship to the inner circle? Phone twice. Okay.
Jay, sorry, it's Sharon here. It took me that long to unmute.
No worries, Sharon.
Can I ask you to say a little bit more about what you mean when you say framing your participation in the inner circle?
Yeah.
So using, well, I won't try and get. Can I ask you to say a bit more about that, please?
I sure can. So going back to what happens in the class, really, one of the biggest aspects of personal best level one, particularly, it holds true all the way through, but in personal best level one, we really introduce that it is not so much what we do in our life, but how we bring ourselves to it, how we present a particular choice, how we present a particular idea, how we present a particular opportunity to ourselves. And one of the things that I think, and why this is so important with the inner circle, is that what we've done at personal best is we have gone to inordinate great lengths to do our best to provide a range of different support for people who have gone through our course and processes, knowing that there is no quick fix to consciousness. You know, this isn't a one-weekend rah-rah motivational seminar. What happens for people is that we begin to, you know, for lack of a better term, climb from where we're at. We've got a particular issue. We've got a particular goal. We're working on something in our life. And that takes our energy at the beginning of our process. But what happens is as we deal with issues, as we gain results and goals, what happens is our process changes. It deepens in particular areas. It opens up other things that we'd never thought of before in our lives because there is no quick fix consciousness. One piece leads to another piece, leads to another piece. Now, keeping that in mind, we know that generally speaking, for most people, for real, substantial, change my life experience stuff, it generally takes somewhere between 18 and 36 months by the time that old core programming is no longer really driving us. We're moving forward in a clear and conscious way towards what we're doing. So that's still all the framing to keep in mind. So we designed this program, which is designed to assist people on a regular basis to pull themselves back on track when the old beliefs bite them in the butt, when they get a little discouraged and pissed off about this could be easier, when the belief system says, look, wasn't it a whole lot better when we were just unconscious and we could just blame the rest of the world instead of actually ask the question, what is it about us? So we go to all this great length and we price it at a crazy price of $37. And what happens is that people, for whatever reason, don't really connect with what the inner circle is. What the inner circle is? It is a basically free tool that can assist over the long haul pulling ourselves back on track on a consistent, regular basis that is of the utmost importance, that is about us supporting ourselves. As opposed to, somebody will, oh, yeah, that's that inner circle thing, and I'll get to it when I get to it, but, you know, it's not expensive enough for me to actually, be really motivated to get into the inner circle and get the online content. So, to me, don't worry about or don't be unconscious in how you frame what this is. This is a stunning opportunity. In fact, you may have more breakthroughs in the utilizing to the nth degree the inner circle than you had in the classroom because of that ongoing continuity. It's there to catch you when you fall. It's there to help you dust yourself back, dust your pants off, and keep moving forward. So it's the framing of this is, while a tremendous and stunning value, it is still one of those things that you must engage in, you must consciously frame, you must bring yourself to as clearly as you can to get the most out of it. That was a really long, badly answer, but does it make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So, and I'll say it in a shorter version. Recognize it for what it is, which is probably the difference over the long haul of you sticking with a consciousness program because you have that long-term support, or letting your old belief system win, kick your ass, and go back to the way that it always was, except feel crappy about it because you know that there's another possibility.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else, my friend?
No. Oh, that was one for me.
Fair enough. Going once. Going twice. Hey, three times one. So here's the thing that I want you to consider. The day-to-day stuff of life. That's where the application of the concepts are most important. So just consider for a second. In the last couple of months, and by the way, just write this on your paper in front of you or type in your computer. In the last 2 months, if you have gotten off track with a goal, just note down yes. In the last 2 months, if you've found your energy dropping from being a generator, meaning above the line and personally accountable, to a drainer where you've got some victim framing and victim thoughts and victim energy going on. That's right, yes. If you've noticed that you've been having times where your self-talk and the framing of your experiences has begun to have a negative tone to it, if you've answered yes to any or all of those, you know, frankly, welcome to the human race. It is part of the human experience. And the question becomes, how do you cope with it? What do you do differently? And to me, the answer to that is the inner circle. So, there are four prime components to the inner circle. What's going to happen is I'm going to give you the overview to each of them. We're going to talk then specifically about each of them. I'll answer questions about each of them as we go through the entire process. And then we'll have a little bit of time at the end for some general questions. So, the four prime components to the inner circle is, first and foremost, the online content. And the online content is available to you anytime, any place, to assist you to stay on track, to get back on track, or simply remind yourself of what is most important. Now, I want to put in perspective that the online content I perceive, and this is based upon conversations and feedback, I perceive to be one of the most underutilized elements of the inner circle. And I want to say to you as straight as I can, the capacity to access the course anytime, any place that you have an internet connection, or if you're proactive, you can just download them all to your iPod or your iPhone or your computer or whatever the case may be, so it's always there for you, is of the utmost and of unbelievable importance. I want to draw your I'm jumping ahead. I'll come back to the specific stuff, but that's the online content. I get a little carried away sometimes. the next element of the Inner Circle is the in Calgary, the bi-monthly Mastery Evenings and the monthly Manifestation Evenings in Edmonton. So those are live events that happen twice a month in Calgary, once a month in Edmonton. And by the way, as an Inner Circle member, you're welcome to go to either center anytime. You're welcome in all places, of course. Then the third part is the monthly teleclasses with me. Now, the monthly teleclasses with me really focus on the ongoing application of what I think is the most important tool under the sun when it comes to creating new results and manifesting some real and lasting change in our life, and that is with talking about personal accountability. And any of you who have ever been in my classroom would find that really stunning when I say that. Ha, ha, ha. I know this guy who wrote the book is really, really good. And that's the third component. And then the fourth component are the special offers that are available to Inner Circle members. And to make a long story short about special offers is that we have relationships with a ton of different people who do different types of work that are all personal development and consciousness related, but different than what we do. And because of the size of our organization, because of the fact that people want to work with us, we can often offer deals that are, stunning that you just couldn't get anywhere else. And an example of that is I just actually finished my neurolinguistic programming master's certification. And we were able to coordinate that and offer that to people who are Inner Circle members for almost $700 less than the best rate that you can find anywhere else outside of the Inner Circle. And to put that in perspective, that saving $700 on that is almost double what the Inner Circle even gets charged for. So there can be some really significant elements there. So those are the four elements. Are there any sort of broad stroke questions about the online content, the mastery evenings, the teleclasses, and the special offers, and how those pieces fit together, just to make sure we're on the same page with the overview?
What did you call the bi-monthly ones, eh?
Well, it has two different names. In Calgary, we call them Mastery Evenings, and in Edmonton, they're called Manifestation Evenings. By 2009, we do believe that we will have lobbied Edmonton enough to actually use the same name.
Jay, is there a chance in Edmonton that they might start doing them bi-monthly?
I cannot speak to that, quite frankly. I know that just in terms of the size of the organization, all sorts of things, when we launched the Inner Circle, the original launch was once a month. And what had transpired is that we just really had some phenomenal response, and we had a bunch of requests for a variety of different types of materials. So, frankly, we have more resources in Calgary. So we just cranked it up to two master evenings, and the second one is a freebie and a gimme on top of everything else as it was positioned. So, I doubt it's going to be happening in any time soon. They are growing like mad and all those pieces, but you're certainly welcome to come to Calgary at any point in time.
Excuse me, Jay. Is it bi-monthly or semi-monthly in Calgary?
It's twice a month. It's semi-monthly.
So it's semi-monthly, not bi-monthly.
Yes, because that'd be every 2 months, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Thank you ever so much for the correction. I'm talking myself out of a whole bunch of work there. It is twice a month in Calgary, not every 2 months. And I should, just while we're on that note, I should point out as well, is there is an exception, which is there are no mastery evenings or teleclasses in the summer. So July and August are off. That's the exception to that. Anything else I can answer about the just broad stroke overview stuff, gang? Okay. So let's talk about specifically then each one of the four, because there are some really cool and powerful elements that I want to bring to your attention. Now, the first of which is this, the online content. And how many people, that's a tough question for you to answer in terms of on the phone. What I want to make a recommendation about is this, is that when you log into the Inner Circle, there is a little tab right at the very top of the Inner Circle, and on that tab, you can personalize your settings. And one of the pieces of feedback that we've gotten from a ton of people is, well, I logged in once, and then I lost my password. Did it give you some crazy password with numbers and letters that's 12 digits long? And then I just got frustrated and I didn't do it. So one of the things that I would ask each of you to do is, the second you log into the Inner Circle, and by the way, if you forget your password, it's very simple. All you do is put your email address in, and the computer will send you a new password and set it up. But once you're in there, the easiest thing to do is to go back, and it says at the very top, modify personal details. Go into modify personal details and pick your own password. So if you're anything like me, you use the same password for, and I'm not supposed to be telling anybody this, but I use the same password for virtually everything. But use a password you will remember so that you can get in and out of the Inner Circle quickly, easily, and effectively. It will make your life 1,000,000% easier and will increase your propensity to use the product and service 1,000 times over. So that's point number one. Now, point number two is there's a ton of digital content on there, but I want to draw your attention to one that I think is perhaps the most comprehensive / best organized to assist you when you've got a particular issue or concern or something that you're working on. So, and that the part that I want to bring your attention to is the Unlock Your Personal Best and Live It Audio. Now, that program, which I want to just talk about for a moment or two, is a 24-lesson program that touches on basically every single core concept that happens in the Personal Best courses. There are actual lecturettes from level 1, level 2, level 3. There's material in a variety of different forms. There's your own affirmations about health and about abundance. There is visualizations built into that where you can begin to use visualizations to identify limiting beliefs. There's 24 different lessons, and they're organized in a really simple way. So, for example, it'll say audio 7A and 7B. That's internal support and external support. Which sidebar to this, great place to start if you've got some stuff up working on support. But those 24 lessons are perhaps one of the single easiest and best ways to review and reinforce what you learned in the courses, in the class, and help you deal with whatever's going on. There's a 40-page workbook. That workbook has virtually every single chart and sign from all of Personal Best Level 1. So those of you, if any of you really wanted those signs, wrote them down, the pictures and all that fun stuff. Nobody else? Oh, so we don't have a bunch of the analyzers on the line. But if you wanted them, they are all there, and there are exercises and activities to revisit those concepts from a slightly different view. So that, to me, if you did nothing else with the Inner Circle, but you actually utilize that particular program and those audios and those pieces, honest to goodness, you would get way, way, way more than the value of the entire Inner Circle just by doing that. Now, a couple other things. You'll notice that there are, if you're there or not, but you'll notice that there are some downloadable e-books. Right now, they're working on a whole big update there. There's also a digital copy, the entire digital copy of my book. So if you wanted to, and please understand, you are certainly welcome as Inner Circle member to send that digital copy of the book to anywhere, to anyone, all those sorts of things, absolutely complimentary. I would not be in breach of any sort of licensing laws or any sort of things. If somebody's interested in it and they want to take the course, they still have to buy the paper version for that to be the case, but you can certainly serve and support people, and they can check it out in a very simple and easy way. Let's see, what else can I tell you? And all the teleclasses, of course, are listed and involved as well. Is there any clarified questions about the online portion of the digital content portion? No? Pretty clear? So here's my direct request of you to enhance and ease developing support in your life. Commit to doing those 24 audios. They're each about a half hour. There's a little activity beside it, and that is one of the best things you can do independently to assist and serve and support in the integration of those concepts. You can revisit them time and again when you need them most, which will be as you're doing your work and continuing on. Simple, done, easy?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm going to just plant a seed here, which I'm going to talk about more actually in a moment or two in terms of special offers. And the seed is this. Our Jumpstart coaching program utilizes the online audios as a reference piece to the Jumpstart coaching process. And we've just launched, we just finished the first week, in fact, because Amy and I were talking about of the Jumpstart coach certification process. And there are 22 people in that. Each of them must have basically 5 to 10 practice clients / guinea pigs. And one of the pieces that we are going to do to support them in rounding up some of their clients is let people know in the inner circle if they would like to participate in some of that practice coaching, that they can email us and we will forward names to the people who are in the process of their practicum, and you could get not just working through those online audios, but some really well-trained and big-heart people who would assist you with coaching and applying those concepts. So if you're interested in that, when we get to the special offer piece, all you need to do is send us the names and we will forward them along. And please understand, just because you give us a name does not mean that someone will choose you or use you for their practicum. Each of those people is required to come up with a list of their own. But this is just one of those little support mechanics. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Great. So let's talk then next about that. The online content you can access at any point, anytime, anywhere. And I would strongly recommend one other strategy for this is that if you're going to get into the inner circle, set aside like an evening or a couple of hours and go through all of the content and download it to your computer so that you can put it on your Shuffle, on your iPod, whatever the case may be, so you don't have to always go back and forth to get that content. Now, we do update content quite regularly, at least monthly, so you'll see that there's going to be always new stuff, but it's going to take you a while to get through it. So get on there, get the stuff down on your computer so it's handy for you. And if you can translate it so that it is getting onto some of your mobile devices, that also makes a world of difference. We've been hearing great, powerful feedback about, I was in traffic, didn't care, plugged in my iPod, listened to one of the audios, felt like $1 million. So that's a real wise strategy if you're technologically savvy and handy enough. Okay, next up on the list, the Mastery Evening. Now, the Mastery Evening / Manifestation Evenings in Edmonton. Now, these evenings are traditionally 6:30 to about 9:30. If I'm delivering them, it's usually closer to 10 because I'm a little yappy. Nobody here ever notices that, I'm sure. What happens in that whole process is that we will take a particular topic, or we will do work with somebody who has some related information that we believe would be of service and support to you. Now, these evenings are really powerful for a couple of different reasons. Now, the top of the list is this. You get to get into a classroom with a group of like-minded people who are all doing the same thing you're doing, which is taking their next steps to enhance and improve the quality of their life, plain and simple. So there is a whole camaraderie aspect to it. There's a nice little networking piece to it in terms of connecting with other people. And some of the master evenings are coordinated by personal best people, and meaning like facilitation coaches and all of those things. Sometimes we get people from completely different teams and organizations to share different skill sets with you. So, for example, I just finished my neurolinguistic programming stuff. Faith Wood came in and did a master evening about neurolinguistic programming. We've had Suze Casey, who's actually a cool Calgarian, who created a process called belief repatterning. And it is a really powerful technology as well. So there's a variety of different topics. Now, here's my view about this, just as straight as I could say it. Number one, if you can possibly make it through any and all of those master evenings, get your butt down there. If there's just one little piece of wisdom, one little element of support that is beyond being in, frankly, the presence of people who are moving and shaking in their life, if there's just one little piece that helps you, it is well worth it. Now, I do want to qualify something, which is this. We have had some feedback about, we don't like how other people sometimes do this. We prefer the personal best way and the personal best facilitator. So I just want to address this, is that different people do different stuff for different reasons. It isn't necessarily better or worse. It's just different. And we select people, frankly, because we want you to be exposed to different stuff. Our approach isn't the most powerful for every single human being on the planet. So we deliberately find people from different views, different areas, different ways of facilitating, handling classroom stuff. So please prepare yourself. It's not all delivered you know, how you may be used to in terms of our personal best standard and process. But please do not project our process upon other processes because they're just plain and simple different. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's of the utmost importance. So on that note, while we're talking about it, let me look here. I want to share a couple of dates with you on that stuff to jot down and make sure that you can juggle your life and experience the support of. So October 8th, there is a master evening called Choosing Your Destination and Setting Your Compass. Now, this is an evening that is delivered by a gentleman named Mike Dorian. He owns a company called The Financial Guide, and if you want to check him out ahead of time, it's thefinancialguide.com. And it's really about being clear about what it is that is going to be necessary for you to create what it is that you want to create in the financial domain. Now, that's October 8th, 6:30 to approximately 9:30, 10, somewhere in that range. Now, on Monday, October 20th, I'm going to be doing another mastery evening, and this one, by the way, is also financially oriented, and please understand they certainly are not all financially oriented. We just had a couple, you know, that had nothing to do with that. But the topic of mine is simply this: financially frantic, fearful, or free, you choose. And I want to talk about this one just for a moment or two because I've had some really fascinating and interesting communication in the last little while. Some of you know that I'm a member of a peer coaching group that is from, there's entrepreneurs from all over North America that participate in it. And they're the gentleman who coordinates it runs several different groups of different connected entrepreneurs. One of the people in this group is an economic advisor. He works on an advisory team, to be clear, an economic advisor for the White House. And they have shared some of the information that has been going on with discussions about the U.S. economy and some of the concerns and worries and all of that fun stuff. And short version, it's not really a pleasant picture, as, by the way, most of that information happened before this bailout thing, by the way, or lack thereof. So to make a long story short, I'm going to be in Mexico from the 4th until the 13th, and that gentleman will actually be there at that retreat and will be making a presentation to our group. So on the 20th, what this is about is I will do two things. I'll share what I know in terms of what has been communicated to me, and we will also be really clear in that particular evening about what can we do as individuals to prepare ourselves to keep grounded, clear, and conscious so that we are not reacting unconsciously and based on fear to the circumstances and situations that are presenting themselves and in all likelihood will continue to present themselves over the next little while. So that one is October 20th, and again, 6:30 to approximately 9:30-ish, to go as late as 10. So that's October 20th. Those are the next two that are immediately upcoming. And this, again, is Calgary. The mastery evening after that is Demystify Meditation. How many of you are working on meditation or would like to work on meditation, except your attention span appears to be too short to meditate?
Definitely want to work on it.
Definitely want to work on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. From my perspective, that's one of the things that is a skill that is driven by both consciousness and practice. And there's a very cool grad of ours. Her name is Brenda Stanger. She's a Reiki master, coach, facilitator. And she's going to be doing an evening that is all about demystifying what meditation is, different techniques that have been used by different cultures for eons, and frankly, you will leave having experience of successfully meditating. Please note, I will not say for how long, but if any of you have got that judgment of I didn't do it right, it's not good enough for all of us, but this evening will be grounded, simple, straightforward, enjoyable, present, and meditating, not just a whole bunch of yapping and yapping about it. So that's going to be a fabulous evening.
What date is that, Jane?
That is Thursday, November the 6th.
November 6th.
Okay. So, Jay, how likely, I'm just trying to think, I mean, it's always good to meditate and to experience something else. But, I mean, I've been meditating for probably 12 years and have had exposure to different things. I'm just wondering, is this really going to be an entry level?
I think it probably would be an entry level, but, and may I ask who I'm talking to?
Susan.
Hey, Susan. I think it probably is going to be pretty entry level, and I think that there will probably be some refinement stuff to it. But here's, and going back to this whole idea of support, here would be, and I know you have another life and stuff to do and all the rest of it, but what would also be really cool about this is that if you're coming to a mastery evening, is that it isn't always about, you know, am I going to get another piece out of this? Often what is of monumental support, both for you and for others, is to have another really grounded practice person who can meditate, who can hold the space and direct their consciousness and energy to serve and support the rest of the room. So I would ask you to even just take that one step further in terms of the question of, no, you know what, it might be pretty basic, it might be pretty minimal, but I would have a chance to practice in, and I could actually serve and connect with other people who are not where I am.
A new experience, right?
A new experience and actively supporting others in their journey.
Yeah.
Because from my perspective, within the mastery evenings, and this is something I haven't talked too much about, is that there's a tremendous opportunity for what I'm going to, just participating in a larger support network, which might very well mean at times that the material that you're about to embark on isn't brand new news, but you might get a little reminder and you might be able to support somebody else in their process, and make no mistake about it, even that supports you.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense to you?
Absolutely, thank you.
And I think that that's part and parcel of some of the financial stuff as well. There are lots of people who are graduates of ours who, you know, who sort of need a remedial financial education, like another hole in the head. However, to be in the presence of somebody who is working on that process and to be able to say, yes, I've done this and this has made a monumental difference for me, and this is what, these are the little refinements that, you know, was the difference between getting from point A to point B, is of monumental support to others and to self, even if it might not feel that way when you're in the process of supporting.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the other part about this whole idea about support, is to participate in a support network, which doesn't necessarily mean that I'm always the receiver. Sometimes I'm the giver, and that's where the greatest peace happens.
Yeah.
Food for thought. And I have no idea if you'll find some new thing or not, but that would be how I would view it.
If not, you get to enjoy some more meditation.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, exactly.
It's a practice, not a thing you do. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think you just hit the nail on the head. It's a practice. And role modeling great practice is incredibly valuable. And then I'll just do the Edmonton one that's coming up. The next one in Edmonton is called Leverage, The Secrets of Real Estate Investing by a grad of ours in Edmonton named John Carter. And he's going to go through really all the basics of real estate investing, what's a good deal, how to find a good deal, structuring financing, property management, all those pieces. With any luck, you'll also figure out how to turn the economy around and actually have your property appreciate versus depreciate. But in all seriousness, I have worked with John, and we actively looked at real estate for the Edmonton office for quite some time as well. He's a really good guy, knows his stuff inside and out. So even if at this stage of the game you're wondering about financial stuff, it would be prudent to learn more about it so you can make as wise choices as possible in terms of where we're headed and what's going on. So that's really the rundown about mastery, which is, think of it from this perspective. There's going to be new, unique, and different content each and every day. There's going to be a group of people who are of like mind wanting to take their next step in their life. And you will, I believe, receive value both in terms of what it is you learn and the takeaways that are real tangible and usable, as well as participating in a broader support network, meeting other people, connecting and being role models. To me, that is all rolled up into one. Is there anything I can answer about the Mastery Evenings?
Jay, when is that one in Edmonton?
That is October 29th.
And where do they hold them?
That is at the Personal Best Office, the 104-11710 Kingsway. Yeah, because they've got the two offices, so this is the one on Kingsway.
Okay.
And the Calgary ones are here at the downtown office for you?
Calgary ones always held at our downtown office, yeah. Done deal for that? Okay, we're running out of time here. I'm going to have to hustle fast. But I do want to make sure I answer your questions. Any other questions about anything related to that topic? No? Okay. Teleclasses. The very short version of teleclasses. Simply this. On average for the teleclasses, we have somewhere between 10 and 25 people call in. Now, the teleclasses that I run are always on the theme of accountable conversation, which is the practical application and working the distinctions of becoming more and more and more personally accountable and creating freedom and clarity and consciousness through reframing some of our more challenging and difficult experiences, and not always challenging and difficult, but some of the more challenging and difficult, into identifying what the lessons are in the practical application. So, to make a long story short, here's the deal. My coaching rate is $350 an hour, and I have a waiting list of people to take me up on that. These sessions, you get to pick my brain for free. And generally speaking, 10 to 25 people, we can do direct questions and answers. I am always available for service and support in terms of what's going on in your life right now for the practical application. So that, to me, is just as simple and as big of a freebie as you can possibly get. It is virtually always me, and if it's not, you'll get lots of notice about who it is and what they're working on and all those pieces. But this is one of those things of take advantage of me for your... You know, $37, if you got 10 minutes of my time, frankly, you've just gotten a wicked deal. So log on to those and make sure that you come prepared and willing to deal with whatever is necessary for your whole process. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you.
There's like they use me.
And they're set up just like this one, AJ?
The process is exactly the same, although the format of the call is slightly different. You do much more... work on applying the concept yourself, and the sharing is far more around the application of a particular topic or idea.
Okay.
And if you want to get a sense of what they're like, just go to the Inner Circle, download some of the teleseminar calls, and you'll hear exactly how it goes.
Okay.
So, use me, plain and simple. The next topic, October 21st, is, do I have that? I just want to make sure I have that correct. I just want to double check my data. I believe I may have a typo there. Mm-hmm. Just bear with me. Oh, that was correct. So, on Tuesday, October 21st, it is Freedom Through Personal Accountability. And that, by the way, is a real basic view of the application of the book and the evolution of personal accountability. So we're going to talk about what I would call the basics. And truly, it's very difficult to apply this concept if you don't have the basics 100% nailed and you're clear about the distinction between living above the line and below the line. So that is October 21st. And then the one after that, I'm quite excited about, and that is November 18th. That is Mastermind Groups and Accountability. And the short and kind of subtitle of that is The Magic of Peer Support. And I know that I've alluded to this in the classroom for those of you who've been around, but I have had some of the most significant and powerful breakthroughs and quantum leap in my life as a result of participating in this particular mastermind group / peer coaching group that I'm going to the next event here in Puerto Vallarta in a couple days. It has been astounding. And it is exactly that model that we are using, by the way, in the Personal Best Level 3 mastermind group. But in this call, what we're going to talk about is what the fundamentals are, and whether you're in Personal Best Level 3 or not, you'll be able to take away structure, you'll be able to take away some really solid ideas about how to select people and how to get your own mastermind group started. And the long and the short of it is this is one of those tools that works monumentally well if you're willing to put a little bit of investment in setting up the structure. That's what that whole call is about. And then the last one of the year is Tuesday, December 16th, and that is Create Your Life Your Way. And I'll just give you a real brief rundown for what that really means. Is that the Strategic Life Plan Weekend has an interesting metaphor about the creation of our life, and it uses a metaphor of building a house. It's frankly all not all that different, except most of us spend more time planning the design of a house than we do planning the design for a life. And or a wedding, if you've ever been in one of those spots, you know, people spend, they say something like, the stat escapes me, but it's something like they spend a month of their life planning their wedding and about 15 minutes planning the rest of their life together. But the whole point of this particular teleseminar is about becoming accountable for the actual strategy and design for your overall life. How do the pieces fit together? How are you going to create what it is that is the most important and significant to you? So that's on December the 16th, and immediately after that call, I will be leaving on holidays for 3 weeks. So that call might, instead of being an hour long, that one might be 45 minutes. That was the joke, Dan.
I was expecting you to say 3 hours.
I was saying go for it. So.
I was just being a smart ass.
Are they all from 6:30 to 7:30?
They are all from 6:30 to 7:30, absolutely.
Okay.
So we have that really that consistency, so you always know what's going on, always the same phone number, everything, all of those things remain always the same. Anything else I can answer about teleclasses or any of those pieces?
Jay, this is Paul here. When you come back from your vacation, do you anticipate the yoga starting the personal accountability in the 8-week teleclass?
We do have that scheduled for the early 2009, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, we were just talking about that in our staff meeting today about the online work that's going to happen in 2009.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. The 2-second rundown about the 8-week personal accountability program is this. What occurs is that we spend basically 1 day, or one session, on each one of the levels. So there's 3 levels of victimization, and then there are 3 levels of accountability. And what we do is we work on the distinctions of identifying where we are in our lives in each of those areas, and please hear this, this is the most important part, what must we do specifically in our life to take our next step up, to really work our way through the entire evolution of personal accountability. And the last session really works around this whole space of when I'm being accountable, I have the capacity to generate. And people always ask, well, generate what? The truth of the matter is to generate whatever it is we put our attention towards. So if, for example, you're working on manifesting a loving relationship, you'll be able to generate that cleanly, quickly, effectively. If it's about money, it'll be about wealth. If it's about creating your own business, that'll be about that. If it's about the experience of freedom, it'll be about freedom. So it's about figuring out how and where, specifically in my life, do I take that next step up into, you know, starting at the bottom, there's the whole external blame victim. How do I move up to the self-blame? How do I become the self-righteous? How do I jump the chasm of letting go of blame, which that has one entire topic of evening, or one entire evening topic, kind of thing. And then we work our way all the way up from emotional response accountability to practical accountability to spiritual accountability. And we end with, when we're generating, what are we going to create? So practical, short, sweet steps to apply to your life to literally push you through the entire process. Does that give you enough to go on?
Yeah, I'm excited about that one.
Honestly, it kicks ass, great as I can say it. And the nice part about it is that it's one of those short, sweet, and closely timed processes where it's not overwhelming. I just know I must do this one thing in these 3 life areas. And that's all I have to do all week long. And at the end of 8 week, frankly, people move and shake like you would not believe.
So, Jay, because this is Amy, because I work a lot of nights and I'm never sure exactly when that's going to come up, it would be in the inner circle then quite soon after, so if I were to miss the night because I had to work, I'd be able to keep on track with it?
You certainly could, although you would miss the processing / conversation / I got stuck here on my assignment last week, what do I do, and all those pieces. So yes, you could listen in, but you would certainly not get that one-on-one support.
Right, great. Well, that's just the way life goes sometimes, though.
Yes, that would be true. Anything else, gang, that I can ask about any of that stuff? Okay, so we are basically almost out of time, so let me tell you the last part real, real fast. So the last part is the special offers, and I want you to be, just as clear as I can possibly say it, is that Personal Best does stunning, amazing, and terrific kick-ass stuff, and there is a multitude of stunning other modalities and people and options and alternatives that can sometimes be that magical connection between idea A and idea B. You know, there's a B and a C in between that somebody else can sometimes provide. So we do our very best to collect some of those pieces and to try and pack on some significant savings to you guys. So when the special offers come, I strongly, strongly, strongly recommend check them out because they are, frankly, very special. It's not just little la-di-da stuff. And I'll tell you about one that's coming up here. It's not all nailed down just yet. But are any of you familiar with HeartMath and the HeartMath Institute?
No.
Okay. Any of you ever participate in any sort of biofeedback where you're actually physically connected to a variety, often a variety of machines, that give you feedback, everything from heart rate to the perspiration and all those pieces to help you manage your state and to calm yourself down and all those pieces? Anyone ever done that?
I have, yes.
Okay. That's kind of cool and entertaining. Did you enjoy it?
It was good, Jay. It was like an hour session, and it was interesting. You know, they basically gave me some information, obviously, when it was all said and done, and it was relaxing. It was cool.
Yeah. Well, you guys have an interesting take on it. And there's both a small mobile machine and a larger machine, but they have done an inordinate amount of research, which basically says this. Is that when we are in a state of resonance, and there's a much more complex conversation about resonance, but let's just summarize as this, which would be an open state of grounded inner peace anchored with gratitude and love. Let's call that the umbrella. That there is a resonance that happens within our bodies, within our cells, within our breathing, within our overall being. And they have come up with a machine that measures resonance and, in fact, can be used to train ourselves to direct our energy to create that resonance. And the woman who is one of the licensed heart math, I think there's only, I might be talking out of turn, there's not very many, it's quite rare. One of the women who is licensed in Western Canada is going to be doing both a mastery evening with us, and we're going to be working on a larger program to get a real great discount about one of her weekend courses where you learn to use the machine and to really train and create that experience of resonance.
What is her name, Jay?
Flow coordinates all this stuff. That's a flow question.
It's not Patricia Gomez, is it?
That doesn't ring a bell. I met her.
Okay.
Now my brain is searching. I don't know if it's second. It'll be on the inner circle in very short order. If you check there, you'll be able to find it.
Right, thank you.
But that's just one example. And in all seriousness, in terms of pricing and all those points, is that you'll be able to save probably $250 to $400 somewhere in that range over what her regular programs would cost. So that's one of those things that, frankly, you couldn't get it cheaper anywhere else. So leverage yourself in those ways when it's possible on the topics that you're interested in. It's not a small benefit in terms of this entire process, and it is only and exclusively available for the inner circle members. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So the last thing I'm going to say about it is this, which is you guys would be some of the first to know. There's a couple in the office to know. I'm actually going to launch a little unique coaching program for our year end, which is basically the final quarter, clearing, completion, and creation. Really about getting stuff done for the end of the year. By the way, this is a process that I'm going through myself, and I got thinking about it. You know what? I bet there's a whole whack of people that have a final quarter that has a fair amount to get done. Anyone here in that boat?
Yes.
So that's what it is. It is a combination of individual coaching with me, peer coaching, a couple of teleclasses that really boil down to how do I that final quarter to get all of the things completed, cleared, and created that are most important for me, please hear this, to start 2009 in a kick-ass, powerful, and purposeful way. So you get six sessions with me in terms of individual. You get a couple of teleclass stuff, and we're working on a one-hour monthly event, which is going to happen during the daytime, so not everyone will be able to attend that. And a one-hour monthly event of celebrating our successes, even us working on how things are going on. So I can only have space for 12 people. A couple of people from the office have already taken two of the spots, so I believe we're at 10 spots, and that's going to be $27.97. Inner Circle members can have $250 off, so that saves you a little bit of cash. And if you're interested, then you have really first blush at it. All you got to do is let us know if you're interested. You can email the office or call the office. They'll take care of details with you. And the email will be going to the entire database tomorrow afternoon. So one of those first come, first serve, but you can save $250 if you're interested in doing that. So that and a ton of other offers are going to come your way, so pay attention to the ones that grab your interest and grab the ones you can. Make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, gang. I know we're a little over time, but I do want to make sure that you have any questions answered. Is there anything else I can answer for you in terms of how to apply it, how to get the maximum bang for your buck in terms of the support or any of those pieces? Going once? Going twice. All right, my friend. Thank you so much for your participation. I appreciate you calling in. and go log into the Inner Circle and get all of those digital things.
Thank you, Jay.
Have a good night.
Thank you.